and welcome to episode 2. So, who's not a morning person around here? I am definitely in that camp. When one of my colleagues suggested to me to get the book The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod and start practicing it, I did exactly that, albeit with a reluctant raised eyebrow. I did it not because I was excited about the prospect of getting up any earlier than I already did, but because I'm coachable and willing to learn the skills required to make my business and my life a success. My friend had also gone before me. She practices the Miracle Morning and is very successful. So why wouldn't I listen to her and act upon her advice? That's one of the best and quite honestly most baffling things in my business. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just need to copy those who've gone before you. In most other areas of life and business, it's called plagiarism. But in this business, it's welcomed and encouraged because in a nutshell, the best copycat wins. Anyway, back to the Miracle Morning. It's not uncommon when I'm chatting with people I meet for them to tell me they don't have any time for anything new. Having been an inherently busy person, I totally get this. And I too thought for years that there just wasn't enough time in the day to get everything done that needed doing. I have now learned, however, that this isn't a statement of fact, but more a statement of our priorities. When we're bumbling along through life, working to pay the bills, going through the motions of keeping our family alive and happy, and everything else that gets factored in, it is without a shadow of a doubt both time-consuming and tiring. Knowing this, we will often ensure we have some downtime in whatever form that takes. It could be nights out with friends, days out with our family, TV, reading, and so on. Whatever it isn't uncommon for individuals to go full out Monday to Friday with Friday afternoon or evening as the end goal so that they can rest and recuperate, ready for, yep, you guessed it, more of the same the next week. Day in, day out, week after week. So yes, it's completely understandable that we can feel like there aren't enough hours in the day and there's no time to even consider starting anything new. Well, when I said that it's more a statement of priorities, what I mean is this. Let's say I came up to you in the street and told you that I had an exciting business opportunity that you could do too and that you only need to find, let's say, 7 hours a week to run it. Would you like to join me? I'm going to hazard a guess that unless this is something that was already on your radar and the universe was simply gifting you an opportunity just like this that you've been waiting for, your initial reaction would likely have been to say no, as you can't even fit the things in that you need to, let alone anything extra. What about if I approached you in the street and told you about an opportunity to commit to getting up an hour earlier than you normally do every morning, and that if you managed to master doing this and make it a daily habit, you would be paid £100,000. Would you find 7 hours in your week? Well, I know what my answer would have been. Since being jolted out of my perpetual daily cycle of working to pay the bills and survive, I have had my eyes opened to a world of opportunities. If I commit to learning a few simple skills and put consistent time and effort into mastering them, they will absolutely change the course of my life. The Miracle Morning is one of those skills. By mastering this part of my day, making small sacrifices in terms of where and how I spend my time, I am well on my way to achieving my big life's dream. Did I have 10 hours a week to spare 3 years ago for a hobby or something of little interest to me? Absolutely not. But once I knew and understood that a minimal commitment of 10 hours a week to grow my own online business could change the course of my life, I learned how to find the time. And that's because my priorities had changed. Luckily, I had an open mind and my eyes were open too. All of a sudden, resting and recuperating from the conditioned daily cycle of working to live was no longer top of the list, but instead, doing what it takes to free me from the exact same thing was. So, if you have some big life goals you would like to achieve, but feel like you will never have the time to pursue them, I urge you to take a long, hard look at where those goals sit on your list of priorities. Time is ticking away, and it's one of life's most wanted commodities because it's something you can't get back. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. How we choose to use them will ultimately define your success or failure at the things you want to achieve in this life. I can highly recommend the Miracle Morning for gaining time, starting your day with focus and clarity, and getting one step closer to your big life goals every single day. You can read the book or listen to the audio, and there is a global online community you can tap into on Facebook for some great advice and accountability. I have been attempting to master the Miracle Morning for quite some time now, and I always seem to tail off for one reason or another. This time, though, I'm so much clearer on my ultimate goal and everything I want to achieve. I have emotionally connected with the possibility of not achieving that goal, and it's so painful that there is absolutely no way on this planet now that I won't do everything it takes to get there. Once you know what it is in life that you really desire and you commit it to paper, only then can you make the decision to go for it and keep going until you get there. There will be ups, there will be downs, but arming yourself with good health and fantastic tools like the Miracle Morning will help you keep on track and focused when the tough times hit. If you fancy joining me and trying out your own Miracle Morning, head on over to our Facebook page where you can see my very sleepy face at 5 a.m. this morning explaining a little more about what is involved in the Miracle Morning. I look forward to supporting those of you who want to give it a go, getting to know your motivations and celebrating your wins. Have a fantastic day.